Good evening. Tonight, we will witness the first ever World Wrestling Federation draft. Thank you for your attention this evening, and best of luck to all the World Wrestling Federation superstars.
Welcome, everyone, to a very special edition of Blah Blah Sports. This is the WWE edition of the sports podcast. This is Sean, as everyone can come to recognize. Benny is not here, although I'm sure that he's... Wait a minute. What's that over... Wait a minute. I know you.
You know who I am.
And I know you. I know all about the Zodiac.
Really? That's the thing that you thought of to introduce me on the show?
Yeah.
After all the times, after all the episodes that we've
recorded.
Listen,
I was watching the Dungeon of Doom segment.
Why
not
would
long
you
ago.
Ever do that?
Because, you know.
For the reasons anybody watches Dungeon of Doom segments.
Exactly. And
ow! That's not hot!
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way.
I was going to spray some water at you and you could have told us how hot it was.
Could have told us.
Told us, yeah.
So you want to introduce me or I'll introduce myself?
Who are you?
So I'm Derek McCauley. I used to be on a show with Ryan that we talked. Well, Ryan.
Who?
Other friend Ryan, also in the Dungeon of Doom. No, I was on a show with Sean. We did a face-off podcast, and we did False Count Anywhere podcast talking about wrestling. Now under the new brand of Blah Blah Sports and Blah Blah Wrestling, and I'm glad to be on the show. I've wanted to be on an episode of Blah Blah for over a year. At this point, I've been telling you I want to be on an episode of the show, and I finally came up with an idea, and I pitched it to you last week, and here we are.
I was like, God damn, we might as well do it.
So, Sean, you want to describe to... the faithful listeners out there what this episode's going to be.
If you looked at the title description...
Because it's pretty ingenious, if you ask me.
If you paid attention to what this episode is actually called, this is a mock draft. As we all know, the WWE is coming up with their brand extension again, and they're going to go through another draft. I believe the draft date is tentatively July 19th.
Yes.
On that Monday Night Raw. Going into... Battleground,
is it on Raw?
Of all things. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So we're going to
honestly, they should just cancel Battleground and do the draft.
I would love nothing more than that. Remember after the first Battleground, I literally said that will never happen again.
And then it happened three more times.
And I've been wrong three times over at this point.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible show.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to almost do a mock draft as if it was like a fantasy football sort of thing.
We're going to almost do it?
To an extent.
It's the bait and switch. We're just going to talk about like Sex and the City or something.
Bro, you just got swerved.
Yeah. Season 2 on the network, $9.99.
Oh, can't wait. So what we're going to do is we have the entire roster here. Everyone almost everyone up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Two notable exemptions.
Yes, we decided to make things fair. The only two...
is to get rid of the women.
Now, hold on there.
Hold on there, pal.
To make things fair, we're going to have the women's champion, Charlotte, be exclusive to not only Raw, but as well SmackDown. Mm-hmm. And the tag titles being held by currently the New Day. That could change after Sunday. But as of right now, whoever the tag team champions are, right now it's New Day, as mm-hmm. we record. They are also off the table. And both champions will be alternating between Raw and SmackDown, respectively, in this quote-unquote mock draft. Now, the world champion, Roman Reigns, is up for grabs.
Yes, he is.
Intercontinental champion, Miz, is up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
And United States champion, Rusev, is up for grabs. Again, Rusev is defending his title if he did lose this Sunday.
And
you never know.
And he's in quite a pickle against Titus O'Neil.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how he walks out of there against Titus.
I don't know how he walks out at all.
Honestly, I mean, you go from being suspended and missing WrestleMania to a U.S. title match.
I know.
So, go figure.
So, basically, what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth. We have 15 picks that we're going to choose ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the lottery.
Then we're going to go through a draft lottery where we literally took all the remaining names, put them in a hat, and we're going to draw randomly to see who fills out our rosters. And basically, the goal of this is to see which roster is supreme.
And we're going to put a poll up, right?
We can.
Well, I know that we have the Twitter feed. I know that we can have a poll put up.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Who's going to be better? You can vote.
Which Derek, show's better?
Team Sean, Raw, or
Raw,
SmackDown?
SmackDown?
And how are we going to decide who gets Raw or SmackDown, Sean?
The old-fashioned way, by a coin flip.
Perfect.
So I have my...
I did check it. It's not double-sided.
I did. Well, this is not crime time. I'm not going to screw you over here.
It's true. Also not going to sell Lita's undergarments in Philadelphia.
No. Although I did think about it. I got my coin right here. So, Derek, since you're the visiting team here, you get to call it. Now,
see, I was just going to give you Raw for home field advantage, but
I think it would be more, it would just be better if we were able to not pick which one that we were going to get. So, since you are home field, you get to call.
Am I calling it in the air?
Call it, well, you can if you want.
You going to get enough hang time on that?
Probably not. I got this boom arm in front of me. It's probably going to go like 3 feet in the air.
All right, I'm going to go with tails.
Tails. And I dropped it.
And it fell on the bed. And it's on the floor.
Oh, God, it's on the
floor. To your left. This is a brief intermission as Sean reaches down underneath his bed to the side of the chair.
I said this was going to be an issue.
And we have completely lost control of this game before it's even begun.
Hold on, let me find
it. This is the oddest mock draft ever. I was going to try to make it easy. I was going to give you Raw, and we just had to flip this coin.
Now I can't find the coin.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure
it went off? Yeah, dude, I watched it bounce off your bed, and it literally landed. Right over there. Like, it's in between all those cords over there. Next to the extension cord. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having some technical difficulties here.
Oh, I found it.
And by technical... Oh, he found it. Here we go. All right, so
it is tails. Heads.
It is heads, okay.
So I get to choose which show I want.
And now we find out that it doesn't matter because you're...
I'm taking Raw, damn it.
You're taking Raw anyway. So anyway, now that that's out of the way...
since I won the coin toss... the loser of the coin toss gets first pick.
I think.
Isn't that usually how a draft works?
I've never heard of a draft working that way. You get to choose whether
Would you like me to flip again?
Well, you can choose. It's like football. You would choose whether you wanted the first pick or you wanted to give it to me.
There's really no advantage, though.
No, I know.
Should I flip?
No. Don't do it again. Nobody wants to sit through me moderating you trying to find a coin under your bed.
I can do it safer this time.
No.
Okay.
I'll pick first. Okay. I'll save us the headache, and I'll pick first.
All right.
So am I on the clock?
You're on the 15-second clock.
Okay. I won't need 15 seconds. I'm taking the future. Ooh. I'm taking the architect of the Shield, Seth Rollins.
Oh, Seth Rollins off the board immediately.
To SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Holla holla, playa.
That's interesting. All right. Well, if you're going to take Seth Rollins with your number one pick, I guess with my number one pick, I'm going to take someone that I also feel like I can build a franchise with.
I know who this is.
Oh, do you?
I think I do.
Someone who is not a champion quite yet, I think will be in the future maybe even a Hall of Famer if we're lucky.
Is this your favorite guy in the business?
Who said it was a guy?
Really?
No, I'm kidding. It's a guy.
It's a guy. Let's be real.
I'm going Kevin Owens with
my
number one pick.
It's shocking you took Kevin Owens.
I mean, he can talk. He can work.
Yeah,
he's
I don't blame you at all.
It's the perfect number one choice. Although, if you didn't take Seth Rollins, I definitely would have thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Seth was the clear number one because I think he is the best wrestler in wrestling right now. PWI chose him as the number one in their top 500.
Do you really take PWI seriously?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's a legitimate publication.
But
I think they have good reasons.
But you know how they choose, right?
Yeah, but if you break it down, I think Seth Rollins is the best wrestler in the world right now.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying they're a faulty source.
I mean, I see them as a respected publication, but you can have your opinion on it.
All right.
Am I officially on the
15-second
clock again?
Yes.
Okay, 15-second clock. I am going to take...
My prediction, he takes Rusev.
I'm taking AJ Styles.
AJ Styles. So you take Rollins and Styles.
Yes.
Wow, back to back. Oof.
Well, SmackDown is the worker show.
I guess you could say that, although you don't have Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Owens got denied.
That's the one thing that you don't have.
And I left you a prime rivalry on the board.
You did, but that doesn't mean I'm going to take it.
Oh, by all means, please pass up. Please.
I would
love nothing more.
I am on the clock now. Okay, so With my second pick, I believe I will go with...
Riveting.
I'm going to go with...
Five, four,
I'm going to go with
three,
John Cena.
Two. Oh, my God. John Cena didn't even make it out of the second round.
I mean, we both were wondering where Cena was going to go, but I mean...
For how big of smarks our entire group of wrestling fans are, John Cena is still the fourth overall
pick. I'm building
a
show to be successful in the ratings.
Okay.
And you want...
How is it going to be successful if Kevin Owens is beating John Cena every week?
Very successful. I think everyone wants to see that.
I don't know.
I think... Get on the clock.
Okay, I'm on the clock. 1 second, Sami Zayn.
Oh, you took Sami Zayn from me.
Of course I did. I told you not to leave him on the board. Damn, he's my favorite guy in the company. He's my lookalike, for God's sake.
That's true. But with a third pick?
We have the same taste in hats.
Third pick?
Yeah.
Man.
He actually... Have you listened to his episode of Talk as Jericho?
I did, yeah.
That's so good. When he talks about meeting Axl Rose. Say, hey, Axl, big f***ing fan, man.
He couldn't help himself.
By the way, this is very clearly the explicit version of the Blah Blah Sports podcast. Explicit by yours truly.
Yes, exactly. All right. I think this is a no-brainer.
That would make sense for you to pick something that's a no-brainer. You don't like to think.
I'm taking Dean Ambrose with my third pick.
Yep. There's not a brain in that man's head. He's a lunatic.
It makes perfect sense. Still have some big names out there.
You have the face that runs the place.
That is true.
And John Cena. You have the lunatic, Dean Ambrose, and you have KO.
Yes.
I have Rollins, Styles, and Zayn.
So you got some work going on your show.
Got some serious work going on. I'm going to throw the guy, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
You're taking the champion.
Roman Reigns is my fourth pick. Because now I have the Rollins versus Reigns feud. Now I have Styles versus Reigns.
You don't have the Shield, though.
I don't have the Shield. You took away Dean Ambrose, the only one who hasn't held a belt yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the belt.
And you took Sami Zayn from me.
Yes, I did.
You bastard.
This is getting petty quick.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, 15 seconds on the clock.
Yes.
And you're up.
All right, well... I'm not going to go secondary title just yet, obviously.
I wouldn't imagine you would.
Given
it's The Miz and Rusev.
I think the next logical choice on here, probably I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt.
I think... That's an interesting pick.
Well,
five, considering that you would have to use him...
Actually, that's my number four pick.
Four. I'd imagine you'd have to use him way better than WWE has.
Well,
that's the intent,
yeah.
And you're going to get his stablemates, I'm assuming.
No.
No, you're going to negate the Wyatt family completely?
I mean, technically, they're not a tag team.
Yeah, truth be told. Are Harper and Rowan even on this list?
They are.
Okay, gotcha. I'm looking at the papers here.
Yeah, they're on there.
Okay, gotcha.
All
right, so Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. He's my number four.
Okay. I'm looking at my roster here. I've got Rollins, who's a heel. I've got... tweener champion Roman Reigns. I have Styles, who's a heel, and Sammy's my only face realistically right now.
Can always turn someone
on my roster.
Sami Zayn as a heel.
Oh yeah, that would be awful. Oh my God, him as a heel would never work. That's
like Tommy Dreamer
Bayley.
As a heel.
That's like Bayley turning heel.
Yeah, that too.
Did you see Bayley's getting the black shirt? It's black and gold. So I sent it to Ryan and Russ this morning. I was like, Bayley's turning heel. She's gonna deny people hugs. She's going to slap Izzy in the face in Brooklyn.
See, that would be bigger than the Hogan heel turn.
Oh, my God. It would be awful. Ugh. It would be monumental, dude. People would cry if Bayley turned heel. All right. Ryback's still on the list. That's fun.
Yeah, he is. I mean, technically, he still works for the company.
Isn't that kind of a waste of a pick?
Are you picking him?
No. I'm taking Cesaro.
Okay.
Because I need a face. I'll take Cesaro.
I mean, Cesaro can play both roles.
Yeah, but I would much rather have him be the Swiss Superman babyface, and I can actually give him the push that he deserves.
All right, this is coming out a little bit out of left field here.
Oh, boy. I love left field.
Left field's my middle name.
Okay.
That's
very weird.
having two names for a middle name?
Yes.
I'm going Sasha
totally
Banks.
Well, that's not weird at all.
I'm going Sasha with my number five pick. I think, obviously, you're going to have the women's champion as... on both shows.
Uh-huh.
I need a strong female, and I I am waiting for you to take one of them, so I need to take one now.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I was grappling between the idea of taking Sasha or going with another male babyface, and you took her. So that's okay. I'm officially on the clock, and I'm going to take the Beast incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
Hey, have fun with him. I mean, he's only going to show up 3 times a year, but...
It's okay. They're going to be big shows when he does.
That's... Hey, my roster will be there all year long.
It's okay. Only one guy. Only one guy. He can play both roles because people love the guy throwing people around.
Yeah, that's true, but at the same time...
And I have a bunch of workers that can bump for him, and a bunch of David Goliath matches.
Yeah, that's true. With my next pick, number 6 pick, I should say, I'm going to go with... There's a guy I'd like to go with, but I don't know if I can pull the trigger.
I know you're going to take Apollo. Just go ahead. I know you're a huge fan of smiling Apollo Crews.
Of course.
Poor Neville.
I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to do this to you, and it's not fair.
Schmooze.
It's not fair at all, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You're going to take Becky?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking Anderson and Gallows.
Ah, damn you. Yeah. Okay. All right. You took the club away from
team.
AJ, so AJ's a face. Because that's how it works, apparently.
I just gave you a face.
So I gave him a... You gave me a baby face.
Yeah.
So in return, I need to draft another heel. Or I could draft somebody else. Somebody that is 100% straight fire.
Bo Dallas?
Somebody is Becky Lynch.
Oh. Oh, okay.
My favorite member of the women's division.
Sure. Your favorite just because you don't get Sasha.
Well, that and she's one of my kind.
Wow.
Us gingers have to stick together, even if it is
she,
fake.
Though?
Even
she,
if it is
she's
fake.
Not real. She's
her
a
hair's,
brunette.
Her hair's also weird now. I don't like that they made her change it.
Why?
It was super bright orange at first, and now it's like weird blonde. Have you seen her recently?
It still looks pretty bright orange, I think.
It looked weird last time I saw it.
I didn't.
And it takes a lot for me to say that Becky doesn't look amazing.
Well, I didn't think it looked that different.
Anywho.
All right.
I love you, Becky.
With my next pick, I will go with...
Shining
you know,
Stars.
Yeah. I don't even have them listed as the Shining Stars. It's just
no,
Epico and Primo.
It's just Epico and Primo.
Yeah.
That's probably for the best. Jack Swagger.
Oh yeah, he's still employed.
Oh, my God.
With my next pick, I'm going to go... honestly, I think I will just take Enzo and Cass now.
Okay. Building up that tag team division. Okay.
I mean,
I can't really blame you. For doing that?
I mean, you know, I got some workers on there. I got some mic guys on there. But I feel like I need to take them before you get to them. Because I know you're coming for them.
Uh-huh. No, that's a good pick.
But there is a guy out there that I'm waiting for. And I think I can get it at a discount.
Okay. My next pick is going to be Y2J.
That's the guy I was
Chris
waiting for.
Jericho.
Although now you have 2 part-timers on there.
Yeah, Jericho's... around a lot more than Brock. Let's give him that credit. Jericho will also come in and work a full program with somebody. Brock
however,
can't talk.
However,
he's all action. Jericho produces all 5 tools that you would look for.
Fozzy has a new song out, which means they
oh,
might...
we're going with real life on this.
Well, he might have an album coming, which means he might be taking off.
He might.
You never know.
But hypothetically speaking, taking that out of account, Chris Jericho is my pick.
All right. Fair enough.
Needed to balance it back out after Styles went face again because you took his tag team.
That's true. That's true. With my next pick,
Braun Strowman.
I think it is, and it's probably a shame that he had to drop this far because you probably even looked at this and didn't even realize his name was on the list.
I think I'm looking at him right now.
You might be. I'm going to go Randy Orton.
Yep. I kind of figured that's where it was going. I know that you're just a sucker for that Iron Man match between Cena and Orton, and you just want to do it again and again and again.
I don't. I mean,
I know you can't wait.
I
bragging rights, such a good pay per view that's coming back.
Is it?
I don't know. It I can might. Only assume with the brand split we're getting that shitty pay-per-view back. Just put it at Survivor Series where it belongs and just have it be like that. All right, now we're getting kind of into the nitty-gritty to
if,
a degree.
If you want
to
say.
To a degree, it's getting a little bit more difficult to choose, especially because I'm pretty sure you've taken almost every tag team. So my tag team division is very clearly
Do you have any tag teams?
Not yet. Nope.
You might want to get one before I take all
of them. So at this point, I'm pretty much going to default and take the best tag team available, and that's the Vaudevillains.
Whoa. With the number 8 pick? 9?
Yeah. I mean, I need a tag team.
Oh, my God. I am shocked.
I need them.
The Vaudevillains.
Yeah. I mean, my other choices are the Ascension.
I know your choices, but
the Dudleys and the Shining Stars.
Of all the choices, I didn't expect that.
Nah, I can't let you take all the tag teams.
Wow. Okay. With my 9th pick, I'm going to take a champion. I need a champion on this show, okay. Even though I'm going to have to create a belt because you took Roman Reigns.
Ah.
It's just a matter of which champion am I going to take. And I think the biggest upside of all the champions, and by the way, not only are you getting the champion, you're getting whoever is holding the title.
Nah.
I want me some Rusev.
Okay.
And not only do I get Rusev,
I
get Lana.
It's okay. I'll take Maurice and Miz with my pick.
Is that your official pick?
Absolutely. You know I'm a big fan of the Miz. I don't care what people have to say about the guy. He is the best working heel in wrestling right now. He is the only guy that comes out as a heel on television and actually gets booed as a heel. KO is a great speaker. He's a great worker. He's amazing at taunting the crowd. But Smarks love him.
But
nobody likes the Miz.
But if I want a good match out of someone,
Miz can still produce a good match. Mm-hmm. Especially with Maurice with him. He's doing some of the best work he's done in years.
Put him in there one-on-one. I have my questions.
I'll definitely take the Miz, though.
All right. With my 10th pick, and all the champions are off the board, by the way, in case anyone's wondering.
Yes, with New Day and Charlotte not being available.
Yes. My 10th pick, I will go. I think I need a little diversity now. I need to look outside of the box on this next one. And I'm thinking about the Mexican demographic and how I could book this person, because clearly WWE does not know how to book this person.
Well, I'm looking right at him.
I'm going to go Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, wow.
With
okay.
my number. Why? What did you
I was
think
wrong. I honestly thought you were going to go Kalisto.
I think Del Rio has more potential as a main eventer as opposed to Kalisto.
Oh, well, absolutely. I just think Kalisto, with him, you have the potential to be another Mysterio. Not to the point where Mysterio was, because I don't think anybody will get as high on the board as he was.
What are you trying to say?
To become a world champion. Well, not RVD.
Oh.
We're not speaking about that kind of thing. Because everything's cool when you're RVD.
You're damn right.
But no, when you're Rey Mysterio and you're winning world championships the size that he is, I don't think you're going to see a guy like that again rise
no.
to prominence in the
WWE. Is Kalisto friends with someone who is on the verge of death? Because otherwise I don't know if he's...
Awful. I don't know. Let's ask Randy Orton. Where do you think Eddie is?
Not
Eddie ain't in heaven. Eddie's down there in hell. They milked that so horribly.
Yeah.
That was painful television to like go back and watch.
I think on the same show, Randy Orton killed The Undertaker.
Yeah. I drove him
through the set. I think that was the same show.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm going to recreate that angle on my show, on my Raw.
You just got to take it away?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. So far, let me just see what I got here. And I know I'm on the clock.
You are on the clock. You made me on the clock, so I should put you on the clock.
Go ahead. Put me on the clock.
You're on the 15-second clock.
Okay. And I take Paige.
Ah, going another female.
Well, having Paige and Becky, they go back a long ways. Becky used to manage Paige and Paige's mom,
Saraya. That is true.
Back in Britain. They're good pals.
Mm-hmm.
Paige can work heel, even though it's been ill-advised and ill-booked on television. She can work heel. Mm-hmm. And Becky, I honestly can't imagine her being a heel. She's the consummate white meat babyface.
That's true.
Outside of Bayley, but Bayley's not up for grabs. Mm-hmm. That was one thing I wanted to mention to you. I really wanted NXT to be up there.
It's not fair, because we don't know who's getting called up and who's not getting called up.
And the rosters would be too deep, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so.
Which says a lot about the future of WWE if they handle it correctly.
Yeah.
But, all right.
All right.
Up to you.
My next pick.
How many more do we have until we go into the hat? Because I'm really looking forward to the lottery picks.
I have five more.
Okay.
And you should too. All right. With my 11th pick, I'm going to go with, I think I should go with a former world champion.
Okay.
Someone who has main evented before and could main event again. Hopefully he's not too damaged. He might be. But I'm going to take him anyway.
Jack Swagger.
And yeah, exactly. I'm going to go Sheamus with my number 11.
Okay. Never knew you to be such a big Sheamus fan.
Oh, I was a huge Sheamus fan back in the day.
Oh, yeah? ECW?
I wouldn't say ECW, but I mean, I will say I did like Sheamus before he ran away from the Nexus. And everyone can state that that's when his career kind of took a downside.
Oh, absolutely.
But
then
no,
again, some people would say it was the Mohawk, depending on how they stand on the Mohawk. I think it's pretty cool.
I don't have a problem with it.
To be honest with you. It's unique. It definitely spiced up his characters along with the heel turn. And the music, I think, is better.
I just realized, I just drafted the entire League of Nations. Oh, damn it.
It's all right. It could have been the Outcasts. Oh, wait, no, Adam Rosen on the list.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He was too much of a lemon for the company anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you're on the clock.
All right. Not Braun Strowman. I just needed
to get... Don't tell me who not.
I needed to get that just out in the open.
My next pick, Braun Strowman.
Not Braun Strowman. Let's see. My next pick will be a guy who's famous for his selling, a guy who was a world champion.
Take him. I don't want him.
Dolph Ziggler.
Take him.
I'll take Dolph.
I don't want him.
Because Dolph, I know, can get great matches out of everybody on the roster. The work rate continues with him. And honestly, I think that he can put on great matches with anybody he gets in the ring with.
Hey, that's fine. You can. I specifically stayed away from mine. I don't, especially at this point, I don't see any upside, really.
But well, I just told you the upside.
Oh, fine.
He can give people good matches.
Sure.
He's not winning any belts on SmackDown. Sorry, Dolph. But
have fun.
On my SmackDown.
Yeah. All right, with my next pick, this might be a little bit of a surprise.
That's Apollo Crews.
Still not Apollo Crews.
He's going in the hat. Damn it.
You can still take him.
He's such a good athlete, too. He's just going to go to this lottery.
If you love
hat.
Him so much, you can take him.
I don't love him. I'm impressed by him.
I'm going to go...
Tina Brooke.
Oh, shit, she is on here.
Yep.
I'm going to go with another former champion. And someone with ties to someone I already have already, and that would be Luke Harper.
Okay.
Hopefully he comes back from injury.
So much for I'm not taking people that were in the Wyatt family.
Who said that?
I said you took Bray. I said, oh, so you're going to take his stable. And he's like, no.
You don't get, it's not a package deal.
Oh, okay.
No. Unfortunately.
Well, I figured by that you meant you weren't going to take Luke Harper.
Oh, no, no, no.
Rowan.
I was just stating that that's the case, is that we have no stable for them.
Gotcha. So I guess I could just come out and say that I was going to take Eric Rowan and Harper with two picks to make them a tag team.
Nope, you couldn't.
To basically piece together.
You'd be wasting two picks.
Oh, well, there we go. You saved me some time and heartache. So I'll take that. Let's see, my next pick.
I see the Shining Stars are still there.
I know. I've been eyeing them the whole time, man.
I mean, they're so shiny.
Believe me, I'm going to cry if I pull them out of the hat because
they're going to be your first pick out of the hat.
They're going to be the first released. let's see.
First release, they've been in the company for what, like 6 years now?
Not on my show. Not on my show. They can go back to Puerto Rico. The Shining Star of the Caribbean.
I see another tag team on there that might be appealing.
Maybe.
Because I know you need some tag teams.
Okay, I'll take the Dudleys.
Oh, the Dudleys.
Yeah, if I'm gonna take a tag team that's left, I want the Dudleys.
Damn. Honestly, I didn't think you were going to take them. I was going to snatch them up.
Yeah, I'll take the Dudleys.
Towards the latter part.
Given my choices of the Ascension, the Shining Stars, and that appears...
Usos?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even notice. I totally forgot the Usos.
So did everyone else.
Which is a shame because I like the Usos, even though they are at this point a watered down Young Bucks.
Mm.
It's just a super kick party.
Fair enough. With my next pick, I think I need another female for my division.
Well, I would say so. You only have Sasha. Granted, some people would say that's all you need.
She's all I need.
It's the boss right there, Blue Chip.
out of everyone that's all the women wrestlers that are left on here, I think the best choice is probably Emma. So I'm going Emma.
Injured.
I don't care. She'll be back.
Just going to throw it out there. You also get, just like with Rusev and Lana, you now inherited Zack Ryder. So enjoy that.
Oh! I mean, so, his name is still here.
Enjoy Zack Ryder.
I don't think that's legal. No, I can't do
you
that.
You can't do that. I just tried to push him on you.
Okay.
I'll take the Usos.
All right.
Because I need more tag teams.
How many teams you got?
I got three now.
You got three?
I got the Udleys. The Udleys, the Usos.
They're so ugly.
The Udleys, the Usos, and the Odd Villains.
Do you count the League of Nations as a tag team?
Nope.
Then I think I have two.
We're like a defunct supergroup.
built
around a three-month champion. Maybe 3 months?
Maybe.
Sheamus 515. Get the shirt.
All right. With my next pick, I will select... Let's see. See, now I have to pick one of these old guys. I have to, because I need to fill this thing out. I'm going to go...
Big slow.
I'm going to go Kane.
Okay.
Kane...
I assume that he had to get taken at some point.
He didn't have to get taken in the first 15, but...
It's true.
I don't know. I feel like... I feel like I had to at least get either him or Big Show, because, I don't know, maybe you need a little veteran presence.
That's a weird have to.
Listen, I have a strategy that I'm pulling off here.
If Rhino was here, you could pick up two future mayors. Just say that.
I don't think Rhino has a chance.
So, Gordon, the competition. Yeah. What are you talking about? Donald Trump's running for president. Rhino's got a shot.
Yeah, you make a good point.
So what pick am I at?
14, 15?
I think 14.
See, I've been numbering all these.
Yeah, I assumed that you were keeping track of how many picks we were doing.
If you started picking, this should be your last pick.
This is my last pick?
It should be if you started.
Okay,
which I
so
think
I got three tag teams, two women, most of a roster.
Can't you just count
here.
What you have on there?
I'm going to go with, well, I'm just going from memory here because I know that that's what I picked. I will take, give me Nikki Bella.
Whoa. Also, another person you don't know is ever coming back.
Yeah, but if we're
you
want
to talk about Emma, at least Emma will be back.
If we're giving Emma the pass, Nikki will get the pass.
Emma does not have a severe neck injury.
I think Nikki's going to be back. For how long is the question, but I think she'll be back.
Her sister retired. Yeah. She's not on this list.
Her sister never reached the heights that she did, though. It doesn't really matter what Brie does.
I don't want to hear that. And with my final pick... This is going to come as a shock.
No, it won't.
Actually, it shouldn't come as a shock.
It's the shock master.
You saw that figure, right?
Yep, it's amazing.
Yeah, I only wish that it was available to everyone as opposed to just in San Diego.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
Owens tweeted it out. He was just like immediately top three figure of all time.
Yeah, no, I would agree. With my final pick, I will go Goldust.
Oh, shocker.
Final pick.
Shocking. And smiling Apollo Crews goes to the hat.
Because I need to make sure that he is on my Raw roster.
Oh, boy. For backstage segments. And
hell yeah.
If you draw R-Truth out of the hat, I'm going to laugh so hard.
I get another tag team.
Because I know you're the biggest fan of Golden Truth.
Oh, the biggest.
Biggest fan.
The absolute biggest. Okay. We have made our 15. Just to recap, give us your 15.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Should I count just to make sure?
In no particular order, Roman Reigns, The Miz, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Brock Lesnar, Cesaro, Y2J, Ziggler. Get to another paper here. Ziggler, Nikki Bella, Paige, Zayn, Rollins, Usos, Vaudevillains. So I do have one more pick.
Sounds like you have one more pick.
So I have one more pick on the board here. I'm taking... As much as I could save Apollo from the hat. I could save him. I could see him. He's gripping the cliff. He's looking at me with
how
that big tooth smile.
How's the biggest smile?
He's just like, help me. Help me. Don't let me fall into this hat. And I'm like, nope. I'm stepping on his fingers because I want Kalisto.
Oh, taking the Kalisto.
The Kalisto.
Yeah. That's
Since Ryback's gone, is he now the guy who has the in
that's,
front of his
that's
name?
That's his new name.
As Daniel Bryan would always call Ryback, the Ryback.
Yep. You know it. All right. We are now going to the hat. Now, Unfortunately, we were unable to single out, because we didn't know beforehand who was going to be picked and who wasn't going to be picked.
Right.
So we might draw some names that have already been said. If that's the case, we'll just chuck them and just pick another one.
Apollo, we'll just chuck him anyway.
No, because he needs to have his feud with Sheamus on my show.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. You can't wait.
Now I'm going to draw first since it's my pick.
Okay.
And I will
make sure
be
they
getting...
hear the paper in the hat.
He was already taken. All right.
Okay. Good start. Here we go.
And we have. He was already taken as well.
Oh, boy. It's going to be
big
a long
names too.
It's going to be a long one, fans. Strap
two,
in.
Two big names. We have Mark Henry.
Oh, my God. Lita.
Near my nearing retirement, I have Mark Henry.
I thought you were about to say near and dear to my heart. The native of Silsbee, Texas. Taken. And on my show.
Who's taken?
Cesaro.
Oh.
I will get on my show already, the Vaudevillains. The next pick in the draft is...
Who'd you get? Is it Apollo?
Anybody who listens to our old show knows how much I hate this guy because his theme song. From the very beginning, I didn't like him. Better than perfect Curtis Axel.
Oh, Curtis Axel.
Ugh.
What a pick.
Oh, my God. With his jorts. Oh,
that is an amazing pick.
You won the battle with the jorts, without a doubt. You got John Cena. I got Curtis Axel.
That's not hard.
That's true.
All right.
Well, next does anybody up. Really win in the battle of the jorts?
Taken already.
No.
Not really.
Save you an answer.
I mean, at least Cena wears a belt, I think.
Maybe.
Sin Cara is my next pick.
Oh, God. That might be only marginally better than my choice.
I broke up your tag team, at least.
Hey, Alicia Fox.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
With her favorite song. Her theme song called Party.
Oh, look, I drew Goldust anyway.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even have to take
Wasn't him. That destined anyway?
Yeah, it's true.
Of course you were going to draw Goldust if you didn't draft him.
That is true. All right, who do I got here? Let's see. I have...
Nothing.
Oh, it was Orton again.
This is a nightmare, Sean.
Shit. Listen, this is what happens when you get
it's live
it
TV, man.
Neville, I get Neville.
Okay, damn,
I'll take him.
I wanted Neville.
You should have drafted him.
I'm gonna get Apollo. It's gonna be so funny. Oh yeah, Titus O'Neil, future U.S. champion. Titus O'Neil.
Well, he's not going to be the future U.S. champion because he's not on my show.
Oh, that's true. Got me there.
I already took Sasha. Let's see.
Took her again.
Oh, I don't want Ziggler. He's on your show.
You don't want him, period.
No. Who we got here? Naomi. How about
Naomi.
That?
Naomi. She's a May.
She's a
May-a-zing. With those light-up sneakers.
Hell yeah.
The best.
You know it.
Who did I just get?
Titus.
Titus. Yeah, Titus O'Neil.
Come on, keep track here.
Dude, it's hard when you're drawing names like Titus. All right, here we go. Next pick. Dude, I'm going to get the whole Outcasts.
Dude, did you get Bo?
No. I've got Heath Slater, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Heath Slater, baby!
I hope you get the whole Outcast.
You know I will. You know I'm going to get all the Outcasts.
At least you got a full tag team. Oh, Fandango. How about that?
One half of Breezango.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a dick drug. Not as much as Ribaxel.
Well, that sounds
close.
like a
Ribaxel
skin
sounds
care.
Like a sleep aid. All right, let's see. Well, I already have Paige.
Oh, let's draw again.
Drawing again. Already have the Usos. Let's see. Who is this? We're just going to keep drawing people that we already got. Bray Wyatt, no.
You can't have him.
I wish I did. For those promos and all those losses on pay-per-view. Sami Zayn, no.
He won't be losing on my
I'm
pay-per-views.
I'm just chucking these papers on the bet. Kalisto, no. Just going straight through it. Owens, I wish.
You can't have him.
Number one pick.
He's on my show.
Okay. Lesnar, no. Please, God, just let it be somebody new. Harper, no.
Please be Bo Dallas. Please be Bo Dallas.
Oh my God. Dude, it's going to happen. It's going to be an endless stream of people that we already drafted. Ryder.
Zach Ryder?
Zach Ryder.
You're breaking them up.
Yeah, their relationship.
How am I supposed to tell Emma this?
It's all right. Emma's going to just Lita the hell out of them.
All right.
Who's the edge in that scenario? Apollo Crews? I'm just going to throw Apollo in every scenario.
I already have Sheamus. Who's this? Oh, I already have them too. Who's this? Tyler Breeze.
Oh, God. You got Breezango.
I got Breezango.
The whole team.
Back to back, too.
That's super exciting. I can't tell you.
Can't wait.
I can't tell you how pumped I am.
Can't wait to have him challenging the Bullet Club.
Oh, my God. Yeah, without AJ Styles.
And now all I need is R-Truth.
No!
Who'd you get?
Damn it!
Bo Dallas?
No, or Apollo? Worse. Come to Puerto Rico.
Oh, the
Shining
Star
of the Caribbean.
Hey, you got a tag team.
Epico and Primo.
You got a tag team.
Dude, I tried to avoid them like the plague.
Oh, Braun Strowman.
Oh, God. That might be worse.
I'm slowly getting every Wyatt member.
Did you get? Yeah, you're going to get the entire Wyatt family. And
all
then,
I need is Eric Rowan.
And then Big Show to routinely just throw around.
But do I really need Eric Rowan?
No. You got the fam. Because I got him.
Eric Rowan.
Cool,
no.
I got the least talented member of the...
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
What can Braun do?
What can Braun do for you?
That's true. Brawny picker. Quicker picker-upper.
Let's see, I have... Oh, I already have Kane.
Who's going to draft Eva Marie? I didn't even think of that. She's not on the main roster.
Big Show.
Oh, God.
I got me some Big Show.
I'm a giant.
That's another tag team I can make, Big Show and Kane, again.
You can't just make it, remember?
Sure I can.
Eric Rowan and Luke Harper, you said I couldn't do that.
Well, no, I mean just on my show.
Ah, okay. Oh, boy. We the people. Jack Swagger.
We released.
That was bad. Well, that didn't even go with the beat.
I know. He's going to be released.
At least I saved him from the Rusev squashes show.
Oh, no.
What?
I'm sorry, you can't have all of them because I just got Bo Dallas.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least Bray gets to be with his brother.
Dude, you can put him instead of Rowan.
And the Wyatts?
Yeah. Damn. He's going to be the super friendly,
but can he grow facial hair?
Nope.
That's the big question.
Just get real serious about it. Nope. Alberto.
You can't have him.
Seth Rollins already got him.
Took him a long time ago.
For real, though. Summer Rae.
Oh.
All right. So I can reenact some weird thing between Summer Rae and The Miz from the Marine 4 Moving Target, I guess.
Give him some live line reading.
Yeah, very exciting.
Ooh, Tamina.
I was literally about to say I feel bad for whoever gets Tamina.
Apollo Crews has still not been chosen.
Nope. Apollo's sitting there and his smile was very slowly fading off his face. He's just like... His tears started to come out of his eyes.
Good. I didn't want to have to fight you.
No! Damn it!
Who is it?
This is like four bad picks in a row. Ryback?
Oh, he's not even going to be in the company.
God, I don't want Ryback. All right. Well, there it is. Cryback.
Ooh.
Can I just draft the book, The Secret, instead of Ryback?
Dana Brooke.
Oh, wow.
And now I have a Divas tag team.
Female Ryback. It's exciting. All right, here we go. Who is next? AJ Styles. Already got him. Can you imagine if the draft really worked like this? Like, he's already on there. Screw it. I'm breaking up the Golden Truth.
No.
R-Truth is on my team.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to find him a new partner.
I cannot wait to have Zack Ryder versus R-Truth in, like, the middle of the second hour of my show.
No one's watching anyway. No.
Damn. That was cold. I'll have you know we're going live.
I don't care.
Soon.
I don't care. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Eva Marie.
Make that smile wider.
Oh, God.
It's Apollo Crews.
He's still crying. Now it's just from happiness. He's on Raw. And he knows that he's going to a place where he won't be used because you're the general manager. Tyson Kidd.
Ooh.
Talk about people who we don't know are ever going to wrestle again.
Your roster's just full of them.
It's just a bunch. so many people that just may never come back. Let's and Zack Ryder.
Oh, you have Nikki already.
Yep.
Bitch. Oh, I got a tag team.
Who?
The Ascension.
Oh, God. Talk about people that we don't know if they're ever coming back. All right. We're going to make this guy great again.
Oh, no, not...
Darren Young.
You realize with Darren Young, you get also get Bob Backlund.
You realize with both of them, I get those awful promos on every episode of my show now.
Damn right you do.
I can't wait.
Well, don't have very many names left in this hat.
That's probably for the best.
Let's see.
Once you get to picking Darren Young out of the hat, it's just, it might be over.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Things are about to get more red.
Oh, God.
Eva Marie is coming to Raw.
So proud of that pick. Her and her effeminate boyfriend.
My women's roster is very deep.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Divas roster.
I know. Oh, you have the last name.
Wow, he was the last pick.
Baron Corbin.
The lone pick.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Can we officially bury the Andre Battle Royal? he's the last person chosen, period.
Yeah.
Out of the entire thing. Last pick. Alicia Fox was in this draft. Fandango was in this draft.
Man. All right, so.
Baron Corbin.
Let's go over our final rosters.
Okay. We're going to have the formal write-ups and the formal rosters for the Twitter page.
Yes.
So you guys can actually vote on it. But, Sean, you can give them your Raw roster first. All right. Representing Team Raw.
Team Raw is Kevin Owens, John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Sasha Banks, The Bullet Club. Should we call them The Bullet Club? The Club?
Call them The Bullet Club.
Anderson and Gallows.
The Club's not unimaginable.
I probably shouldn't call them The Club because that insinuates AJ's in there. Enzo and Cass, Randy Orton, Rusev with the U.S. title, Alberto Del Rio, Sheamus, Luke Harper, Emma, Kane, Goldust, Mark Henry, Sin Cara, Neville, Naomi, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Braun Strowman, Big Show, Bo Dallas, Tamina, Dana Brooke, Apollo Crews, The Ascension, and Eva Marie.
Apollo almost lost faith. He was standing there, was just like, they're gonna pick Eva Marie before me.
Now that I have both Apollo Crews and Big Show, we're getting that segment every week.
I can't wait.
Good, now I don't have to fight you.
All right, so here we go for Team SmackDown on Tuesday nights.
Listen
live
to all these jobbers
on the USA Network. Yeah, all these jobbers. We have the WWE World Heavyweight Champion,
Jobber,
The Guy, Roman Reigns, the Intercontinental Champion, The Miz, AJ Styles, the leader of the Bullet Club.
All these jobbers.
I'm going that right down the list alphabetically, so this is going to be so out of order. All these big stars: Alicia Fox,
Baron Corbin,
Becky Lynch, Brock Lesnar, Cesaro, Jericho, Axel, The Dudleys, Darren Young, Dolph Ziggler,
The Dudleys,
Udleys, Shining Stars, Eric Rowan, Heath Slater, Swagger, Kalisto, Nikki Bella, Paige, R-Truth, Sammy, Seth Rollins, Titus O'Neil, The Usos, Vaudevillains, and Zack Ryder.
I don't know about you, but this seems like a clear, decisive win for me.
It's because I read it the way that I read it. You had it pretty much mapped out by the times that you picked the people. I read it just because I checked. So
I feel
names
confident
next
about
it.
I think my roster is going to win this one.
I don't know. I mean, I think
I have Apollo Crews. Damn it!
I think there's a good mix of talent that's up and coming on both rosters and established talent so far. I think my show, because you have Big Show and Kane on yours, I think your show kind of rings a little older. Also, having John Cena on there, I think that I have a little bit more future on my scene.
Yeah, two of your top 10 picks won't even be there every week.
Who?
Jericho and Brock.
Brock's a special attraction.
Yeah.
Brock will bring eyes to my brand.
Okay.
When he comes in and he can feud with anybody.
Uh-huh.
That's immediately a pay-per-view match that everybody would much rather see than whatever main event.
We're not talking pay-per-view. We're talking TV.
You're going to tell me you're not watching my show if Brock's on the show?
He's not going to be wrestling on the show.
Who's to say that he's not?
Are we factoring in
if I'm actually capable of paying Brock?
How careless can you be?
How deep are we going with this? Are we factoring in how much money I have to pay Brock for his dates at this point?
We could.
It's not. That would take forever.
All right.
No, I think we both have a good mix. Like I said, we're going to have both of the rosters up on the Blah Blah Sports Twitter page or Facebook or whichever that you guys put it up on.
Everything.
And we'll have a poll for you guys to vote on, whether it's Team SmackDown, the correct choice.
Or Team Raw, the obvious choice.
I think that'll just about... Do you want to do any kind of preview? Since we are talking about wrestling, do you want to do any previews for the shows coming up or no?
We have a preview show coming up later this week.
Don't want to steal the thunder.
No, no.
Of the future show.
In fact, you should probably leave at this point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just drop the mic.
Yeah, probably.
Just leave.
So anyway, this has been our draft. This has been our mock draft special. Like you said, go on the Twitter page, the Facebook page. Vote to see who you think has the better roster. they can't hear you. If you want to, plugs real quick, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at @_BrackShow on Twitter. And also to go onto the Blah Blah Twitter page is @BlahBlahPod1. You'll see the Facebook page is look up Blah Blah Podcast on Facebook, and you'll be able to find the poll on there with a complete rosters side by side. Plug yourself, you son of a bitch.
I have nothing to plug except for the fact that
you want to plug your roster.
No, I'm gonna let the people speak for the roster.
All right,
I'm gonna be John Laurinaitis. I'm gonna be Big Johnny about this, and
you're gonna
give
be
the
fired
people
fired after 6 months.
Give the people the power. About to end marry into the Bellas family, doing pretty well for himself. Not one of those, what was it? Not the Radical Dudes. What was it called? What tag team was Big Johnny part of?
You're talking about the Dynamic Dudes?
Dynamic Dudes, that's what it was. That Punk brought out that mannequin.
Yeah, stuff with the skateboard Slammies and everything.
Episode.
Yeah.
You were trying to wrap this up. I don't know why you brought this back to me. I got nothing.
I thought maybe you had a plug.
I got nothing to plug.
Do you have a Twitter?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, plug that.
Of course, you can follow me at Derek Zoolander. That's Zoolander with 2 zeros instead of O's because somebody clearly took that already because it's an amazing Twitter handle.
All right. Coming
I
up,
post funny stuff sometimes.
Coming up this week, we will have the Money in the Bank preview show.
Pre-show.
The pre-show view. Yes. We'll be discussing all the matches going into Money in the Bank as well. A regular Blah Blah podcast coming this Wednesday morning. Check that out on iTunes. And subscribe. And we will talk to you later. Goodbye, everyone.
Content.